Chapter 2. A few hours and 4 cups of coffee later, Maya and Juniper got in the patrol car and headed down the mountain toward Fort Collins. Exhaustion washed over her. The caffeine didn't seem to be helping. Juniper, on the other hand, shredded her current blanket in her canine compartment and then curled up and went back to sleep. Maya came out of the mountains and down toward the Front Range. The drive took about an hour, but she had decided it was worth it to go once a week to the veteran support group. Her boss, the patrol captain, Todd Davis, had agreed to give her every Tuesday off so she could do this. Josh often came with her, and then they'd have lunch afterward. Sometimes they'd attend an AA meeting, too. Maya knew she had a ton of support, but that didn't always make things easier. Sometimes it even made it harder. As she turned onto Highway 287, her cell phone chirped. Josh. "Hey there," Maya said, putting the phone on speaker. "How's it going?"
"Good," Josh said. "Sorry I couldn't go today."
"No worries. I'm going to the support group and then to do a little shopping in Fort Collins. Might take Juniper on a jog on the Poudre Trail since she has enough energy to shred blankets." Josh laughed.
"Maybe you should quit giving her things to rip up."
"And take away all her fun? I couldn't be that mean."
"You sound tired. Did you sleep okay?"
Maya hesitated. How the heck did he know that just by talking to me? I thought I sounded all right. I don't want him to know how I just about shot a fox family because I thought they were intruders.
"Yeah, I'm sleeping pretty good," she eventually answered.
"I don't believe you."
"Would I lie to a law enforcement officer?" she asked, mixing a bit of humor and sarcasm.
"I don't know, would you?" Josh said.
She laughed and then said, "Will you be done with the mountain of paperwork Pops gave you by dinner? I was thinking I could grab some food at the Black Bear Cafe and we could eat it at my cabin."
"Sounds like a plan."
"Great. I'll call you when I get back from down in the valley."
"I look forward to it," Josh said.
They both hesitated. Maya knew that in most relationships, this would be her opportunity to say something important that showed she cared for Josh. Something simple like, "I can't wait to see you tonight." Or even going further and telling him, "I love you." But instead, Maya said, "Me too. Talk soon." Then she hung up.